picture, an easel, and pad of paper with a list of potential actions, Gulliford says.
There'll be doctors there, the servicing folks, just everybody that has something at stake with it. And I'm going to look to them to give direction. If we come up with an idea of a task force, okay, that's what other cities have done. So maybe that's one step, but I think that's not the only step.
He said the city council may also need to look to further funding the heroin fight in the next budget. His first meeting earlier this month highlighted the issue of opioid addiction in Jacksonville, which kills more than three times as many people as guns do in the city, he says. Parents told stories of their children overdosing, and Jacksonville medical examiner Dr. Valerie Rao listed off all the overdose cases from just that day.
Next case, 25-year-old white male found unresponsive in his apartment, used to abuse cocaine and marijuana. Recently, he had bragged about using heroin, and of course, the paraphernalia is found. Next case, 55-year-old white male found
She listed 10 cases that day alone. Gulliford's next meeting will be held Monday, April 3rd at 3 in the afternoon at City Hall. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.